Hello, my baby. How are you? Are you ready for yet another good night story? So let's get started on Good Night Stories with Simran, Season 2.
Good Night Stories with Simran. It's Good Night Stories with Simran.
So this story is called Tails in a Tangle. You all know what a tail is, right? Let's get started. Some baby squirrels can't help but get their bushy tails in a tangle. Hello everyone, time to learn to climb and jump. Mama squirrel looked at those three fuzzy-tailed baby squirrels all squashed tight in the nest. The three fat little baby squirrels stared back, big eyes and perky ears. A bit scary, leaving their tight, cozy nest. But now, the baby squirrels are getting bigger. And it was a squash.
Out you come!
Mama squirrel stood on a branch, climbing, balancing and jumping. The three little squirrels pushed each other to get out first. And then, Mama squirrel squeaked.
You can't!
There was an owl who joined with a hoot. He always does.
Cow, cow. You can't.
Crow landed on the branch.
You can't.
Woodpecker flew down with a peck.
What's the problem?
Owl always liked to know. A tear fell down the first baby squirrel's cheek.
We can't. Because our tails are twisted and tangled.
Ow! Crow crowed.
How did that happen?
Mama squirrel took a closer look. Twigs and a squashy nest, and those little squirrels squirm and wriggle far too much. The three little squirrels all started to howl and wriggle. Mama squirrel yelled as loud as a squirrel could.
Enough! Keep still! You'll make the tangle worse!
That's right.
Owl hooted. Listen to your mother and don't move. The three little squirrels tried to keep still, but it was hard. Mama squirrel took a closer look. I'll put out all the twigs and leaves. The three little squirrels tried to keep still, but it was hard.
Now I will try to untangle your tails.
Mama squirrel tried to untangle the fuzzy, furry tails.
I'll have to snip a bit with a bite or two. Just keep still.
Snip a bit? Bite?
The three baby squirrels squealed.
Just a bit. Keep still. And don't wriggle and twist.
The three little squirrels tried to keep still, but it was hard. Mama squirrel snipped a bit with a bite in the middle where the bushy tails were knotted together. The three little squirrels tried to keep still, but it was hard. Owl shook his head, twisted and tangled. Crow crowed, muddled and matted. Woodpecker jumped up and down. Fur, 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 fur.
I am a good pecker.
But Mama squirrel stopped snipping.
I think it's unmuddled now. Just be careful. You don't tangle again.
And so, it was the tangle was untangled. The three little squirrels carefully left the nest onto the branch of the tree. Each one had a tiny bit fuzzy or furry tail missing, but not so much.
You need your tails for balancing and climbing and to keep you warm in winter.
Mama squirrel told those three little squirrels.
You listen to your mother.
Owl hooted.
She knows best. I could have pecked.
Woodpecker huffed and he flew off.
I'm glad I haven't got a bushy tail.
Cow, cow.
Crow crowed and flew off. And then Mama Squirrel taught the little squirrels everything that squirrels need to know. Climbing, jumping, finding nuts, and staying away from bushy tail foxes and barking dogs. And dear baby, if you see a squirrel with a lump of furry fuzz missing from its tail, it's one of the tangled squirrels. Yes. So, what is the moral of the story? that we need to have a lot of patience to untangle something. To fix a tangle, we should patiently do that work. How did you like the story? I'm sure you loved it. I will be back with yet another good night story. Till then, good night, my baby.
Good night stories with Simran. It's good night stories.